From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.
Welcome back to Postcard from Pot Prep, part two. Where were you on part one? It's Eric Wiltshire here in the driving seat with Lee Banks in the UK, Mark Gander in Paris, and we're straight into the EDF Energy has given up and stopped arguing and being stupid.
Oh, no, this is disgusting, isn't it? I think Mark shall handle this. But just basically, I think as a basic rule, you have to look at the fact that all the things we've talked about at the end of the last half and this bit at the beginning are the people who are in charge of our lives, people really in power.
Well, can we just tell the boys and girls what EDF stands for?
You can tell them when I've said this, yeah. These are the people who heat our homes, light our homes, and they are all ripping us off.
Mark, take over.
Well, does EDF stand for Electricity de Angleterre? No. Does it stand for Electricity de Slovakia? No. It stands for Electricity de France.
Yes.
Well,
sorry. No, I agree with you. It's like if you're in certain parts of the UK, you get your rubbish bins emptied by a French company. Then I come to Slovakia, it's the same damn company here as well.
But do you know what they do? They bring a bit to Paris and then empty them out on the streets here. I'm not joking.
Unbelievable. Yeah. But anyway, Mark, tell us the story about this payback.
Sorry, I'm actually not up on the story. I just wanted to say that actually, it's the French what done it, Gov.
Yeah, the French what done it.
And actually, no, there are various duties on these big utility companies. There is an attempt to have some sort of regulation. I have to say, the regulation of the utility companies is much more effective than the regulation of the banks, because the banks are too big for anybody to dare to tackle them.
Yeah.
But anyway, these utilities companies are meant to be selling their products in a fair way and not to try and rip their customers off and try to give them a fair deal. Now, I have to say that in EDF's favour, it has been held that they haven't deliberately gone and tried to rip off their customers, but they have got safety mechanisms in place which are meant to protect people, and these safety mechanisms have not been working very well, and as a result, people have been paying far more for their energy from EDF than they should have done.
Mark, move closer to your microphone, please.
And EDF now is being required to pay, I think, something like about £50 per customer. Personally, I don't think that's very much.
But that's 70,000 people.
70,000 accounts. I've got the
It's a lot of money. Yeah, but I mean, to one particular family, I mean, if you get 50 quid through towards an EDF, I mean, it's not really going to make a huge amount of difference, is it?
Well, it could do if a lot of families are on the brink, and 50 quid...
They may be on the brink, but I mean, if you've had a bad deal, I would imagine the bad deal has probably meant, for the years that it's been going on, a lot more than 50 quid lost to you over the years. Mm. So I doubt whether it's very much.
No, yeah, but it could make a little difference.
Stop standing
it
up.
It could make a little difference, yes. But also, I think we just have to look at the fact of what I said at the beginning. And that is the fact that these are the people who control our lives, who supply our heat and our lights, who have been ripping us off for decades. Yes. I'm not saying EDF have been ripping us off for decades, but the likes of them. And ultimately, they've got to give you 50 quid back. Mm. You know, you think in Britain, one of the biggest, most heinous rip-offs there are card meters for electricity, where those are designed for people who've got themselves into debt or don't have a lot of money, and they can.
Well, they're ending up. Sorry to jump across you, Lee, but they're ending up paying more money than somebody on a standard tariff.
Just because they're hard up. Absolutely.
I'll tell you. This whole business of energy keys is a bit like payday loans. In other words, for short term, you get short term credit, which you've got to pay back quickly, but it costs you an arm and a leg, and that's what these energy keys
and there
are
is
like.
There is another point to it, which is something that people don't realise, that since these card meters and key meters were introduced, the energy companies brag about the fact that there have been fewer and fewer people being cut off, having their power cut off. And do you know why that is? It's because the people cut themselves off because they can't afford to put money in the machine.
Correct. It's just a con. Moving over to one of this week's silly stories.
Religious... There's nothing silly about this.
Oh, there is, because I'll tell you about it in a minute. Religious TV host Pat Robertson, who's been famed for doing his television for years and has got a multi-million dollar empire of television networks going all over the place, wants marijuana legalised. Because, quite simply, he said, the US is failing in its duty to complete the war on drugs. It's allowing people to, or the bad side of the community, to make money. It's also the fact that people are being imprisoned for the possession of the drug, meaning they'll be exposed to even more illegal sort of things when they're in prison. And he runs a thing called the 700 Club, which is the main program on the Christian Broadcasting Network. And he's campaigning for this. Let me put this into perspective for you, boys and girls. Because many years ago, I had to sit and listen to Play Out, as it was called, from certain broadcasters. And a lot of the American broadcasters have phone-in programs where if you have a problem, you can phone up and it doesn't matter what colour, creed or religion you are, you can phone into them. And this wasn't Pat Robertson, these guys, but very, very similar in style. So this very distraught lady phones up and says, I'm in real trouble. My husband's having an affair. How do you know he's having an affair? Because blah, 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 blah. So then this religious bloke, allegedly, goes on and says, well, my dear, you remember when you first met your husband, you would always have your makeup on in the mornings. You would always get his breakfast for him. Is it the same now? And after a 20-minute conversation, he turned it round that it was her fault that her husband was having an affair.
What's that got to do with drugs?
Because it's exactly the same thing with the same style of broadcasting.
Mark, do you think he's ever done drugs if he thinks that's the same thing? You haven't got your makeup on in the morning.
Well,
I don't quite make the connection, but I have to say that kind of, sort of disinformation and that kind of distortion, you know, is just quite amazing. I mean, on the issue of the legalisation of marijuana, I have to say that I've seen enough people who smoke marijuana to the point where they become psychotic and schizophrenic. I think it's a terrible thing, and I'm not sure that legalising it is going to help.
But you're right, Mark, in what you said earlier, that these guys actually blow everything out of proportion. They also embellish everything. And when I say to you, Mr. Robertson was recently criticised for some comments about the Haiti earthquake, when he said it was caused by Haitians who've got a pact with the devil. I mean, how stupid can you get?
It's a very relevant point. I mean, let's leave
Pat Robertson's stupidity alone and let's go back to something Mark's just said.
What?
That he knows hundreds of people or thousands of people or millions of people who've been driven insane by...
I know quite a number of people, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Who have smoked marijuana and the skunk and so forth. And
I know more people who've actually had health problems caused by drinking alcohol. And I actually moved in circles where a lot of drugs are taken, from cocaine to everything else. The media is well known for it. I'm not saying for a second that I say that people should do it, but the world that I have lived in is highly populated by people who take drugs. I've known people... All the people that I've known who've been on drugs have never become victims of it. They've carried on and carried out high-pressure, high-power jobs and done them very, very well. Yeah. Cannabis as a drug is far safer than any other drug. And it's also, it's a natural drug. It's not a chemical drug.
That's true.
And we also have to take in mind, bear in mind that there is no reason for it to be banned, except that, as Eric, we said last week or a couple of weeks ago, that there is no way that we can actually do a trade agreement with the countries where it's grown. Mm. Britain actually grows its own cannabis now and uses it for all sorts of things other than smoking.
Well,
first of all, you know, we can look at mescaline, psilocybin, opium, all right? And, you know, I don't think we're going to say that they're just acceptable simply because they're natural, all right? I mean, they're all extraordinarily dangerous.
Let's take my other problem, which is asthma. Now, if you go to many countries around the world, they will prescribe a tea made from marijuana because it is a relaxant and therefore incredibly good for people with asthma. Equally, in some states in America, for example, it is possible to be prescribed a marijuana cigarette for people with multiple sclerosis.
Absolutely. And you're saying, you're saying that they're prescribed. In other words, it's under some kind of medical supervision.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, but here we're talking about really now delegalising and putting them on the open market.
Well, no, I think I'd never subscribe to that because I think it needs to be regulated a bit like cigarettes are, in terms of it is a social drug.
Well, let's talk about the regulation of cigarettes, but actually, because actually they're trying to regulate cigarettes out of existence, and you know, and we're en route, at least in the United Kingdom, and it's making huge impact on public health. Absolutely super.
Well, do you know what the latest thing is in England about cigarettes? And this is the truth, that now in all major supermarkets and big stores, you know, big, that now cigarettes have to be behind closed doors.
Yeah, good.
And that can only be, they can only be opened if somebody's actually asking to buy a packet. But you know who will get in trouble if they leave the door open accidentally? It will be the shop girl who's on
duty.
But well, that's one of those sillinesses and what have you. But I mean, that really doesn't affect the overall idea.
No, hang on, Mark.
Marijuana should be regulated.
Let's put this in. Hang on.
I can tell you about the regulation of marijuana properly. I'll tell you what the score is. But the regulation of marijuana.
Let's get back to the white doors over the cigarettes for a minute. What is absolutely pathetic about that rule is that, yes, the cigarettes are covered up. Absolutely. I was talking to somebody in a shop the other day. But the irony of it is, Rizla long papers that are used to make joints for marijuana are in another part of the covered up area, which is actually see-through. So it's all right to see the implement that allows you to make a joint, but it's not legal to see the tobacco product. So where's the logic in that?
Well, there's no logic. And it all ought to be hidden up and just stuffed away somewhere, really. I mean, you know, there we are. There's no logic in it. But that doesn't mean that we bring out our televisions, our cigarettes, and put them on our market stalls and then start to market them simply because Ritzlers are available to be seen.
Can I just say something about the regulation of marijuana as a drug, the government regulation of it? If the government regulated marijuana, very simply, the drug would be taxed, and so it become impossibly high to buy, like cigarettes have become. It would also be homogenized and regulated on its content and its strength. So what would happen then is the black markets in drugs would go absolutely insane. It would become far bigger than it is now. That's why we can't regulate drugs. But also, you have to accept that on the great scheme of drugs, tobacco, booze, and marijuana is actually down the lower end of the danger scale.
Well, it's got to be said.
The reason for that is because it's one of the less consumed drugs out of those. Well, alcohol is much more consumed, and so are cigarettes.
I've never seen or heard reported of a punch-up due to marijuana, but I've certainly seen reported and seen myself punch-ups due to alcohol. But not cigarettes.
That's right. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think that
I think you'll find the bulk of people from the age of, say, 50 downwards in the UK, even if they don't smoke it on a regular basis, have no objection to smoking it. And a lot of people don't drink in Britain anymore, Mark. It's not the big drinking nation that it used to be because people can't afford it.
Possibly so. Sure, Facebook was hit by technical problems across Europe this week.
And I
was one of them.
Oh, no, what happened, Eric?
Well, I turned my television on Wednesday morning and there was no Facebook.
Oh, goodness me.
I was distraught. I nearly had to have a glass of whiskey in the morning to calm me down. I did, honest. Don't laugh at me, you two. Apparently, it was some issues that have now been resolved. And there was also cases reported as far away as Pakistan and also in South Korea. So it wasn't just Europe that were attacked by these. Mm. It was a whole bunch of things. But the UK was apparently affected for about 2 hours. We had 2 hours. Yeah, but it's all right for you, Lee. Lee,
what?
It was all right for you. It was before 10 in the morning.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, there's he off again insulting me. Now, Facebook, what does it matter if your Facebook account... You know all your friends on it? How many of your friends on Facebook do you actually know?
Quite a lot in my case.
Quite a lot.
Mark's updating his Facebook profile now.
Mark. Yeah, you're Twittering.
Mark!
The water.
Mark! Are
yeah,
you Twittering?
Something wrong with my sound. It sounds like I'm underwater.
Have you?
That's your missus trying to drown you.
Oh, shut up! Were you Twittering or Facebooking?
When?
Now.
I was writing
just now.
Yes.
I'm trying to tell you that at the moment I don't know. There's something wrong with the sound, and it sounds like I'm underwater. I hope it's all recording.
Oh, I can see. Yes, it's all wonderful. Oh, he's just sent me a message on Skype.
No, he's just sent me a message on Skype.
And me.
Saying, sounds like underwater. No, I was trying to say it discreetly, so though the boys and girls at home wouldn't know.
Oh, I see. You were being a professional broadcaster.
I was.
Exposed you.
Marvellous. Anyway, staying with technology, which I'm about to snore at, Apple has unveiled a new iPad.
Eric.
What?
Eric, this is just an advert. You are doing a free advert for something which doesn't matter.
Call me please, he says. Oh, his mark has dropped out. The truth is that Apple have now launched yet another...
This is an advert. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an advert. He's probably getting paid for this and not sharing it.
I am not. They've released yet another new iPad is coming out.
It's £399.
And which, thank you, Lee, you've taken me straight to the right place I wanted to go.
Right, the end of the story. Let's move on.
No. The fact is, they bought this wonderful new iPad out that all you nanas out there will go running around on the 16th of March to buy. Yeah. And yet, for the same money, I've got me Easy Transformer pad.
See what I said, ladies and gentlemen? He's got his Easy Transformer out,
which does most of what they're talking about. They're also saying that this new iPad will become... a Wi-Fi hotspot. My mobile phone does that.
Yeah, mine too, actually.
Yeah.
I don't have one. I don't have a hotspot anymore.
That's what I've heard, actually.
It's slightly thicker than the iPad 2. Well, anybody who buys it will be slightly thicker.
Yeah, thicker than a quick... Yeah, right, yeah.
I'm hoping the Windows ones are going to be really good because I just want something that just gets on with everything else I'm using.
Well, all I can say is the Android system, which grates me to say, is Google. Yeah. But it does work incredibly well with my smartphone. It syncs with my notebook, my netbook, which actually doubles up as a pad. Thank you. And my mobile phone can act as a Wi-Fi hotspot anyway. Yeah. So
ladies and gentlemen, isn't this boring?
No, it's not, because what I'm saying to people is... What I'm saying to people is, think how many new iPads we've had come out. Yeah. Think how much the price was when you bought it. Now the prices are all being dropped again. And in actual fact, the prices are not as good as an equivalent product that's on the market anyway. So I would say, don't buy one.
I don't see why Tenor Lady don't make one. Mm. Oh, look, he's having a ring now.
It's not me.
That's him.
It's not me.
Me.
It's you. Look.
It's me, sorry. Right,
it's you, Lee.
I'm sorry, Eric.
Right.
We're moving on.
But we're moving on to Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, the sex tape.
Who's this? I've never heard of him.
You never heard of Hulk Hogan? You don't know about Hulkamania?
No.
Yeah, out of what's it? What's that program he used to be in?
WWF.
The Hulk?
Yeah.
No. Not the Hulk.
It used to be known as World... Was it World... Wide Wrestling or something.
No, but he was in a film as well, wasn't he?
He's been in loads of films, actually.
He's got a really big handlebar, well, a big Mexican-style moustache, like handlebar moustache, but upside down.
And he's bald.
And he's bald, and he's right. And he does sex. Well, he's been caught on a sex tape.
And he's actually before all of that, he was a pro wrestler in America.
All right. Okay.
And he's a really good laugh to meet because he's lovely. Yeah. He came over to the UK once, and Sky.
Did you have a wrestle with him, Eric?
No, but I did shake his hand. It didn't half hurt. Flipping heck. He's got hands the size of plates.
If you've seen the tape, you can see what he does with them as well.
I took the Murdoch shilling for a bit and was a guest of B Sky B, Hulk Hogan's thingy do wrestling thing.
Anyway.
Moving on.
No, I'm just thinking. Really, isn't it? It's quite funny, isn't it? Because sex tapes, I think it's quite heinous when somebody makes a tape of somebody famous having sex, you know, even whether the person themselves have done it themselves, and then puts it on the internet for money. And I think it's quite awful. But when it's a bloke like Hulk Hogan, I'm sure he's not really that bothered.
I don't suppose he really is. So we'll move on. Former Sun and News of the World boss Rebecca Brooks struck a deal to borrow a horse. So what?
Sideshow Bobber, she's now known.
Yes.
Well, exactly, that's my point. This is about Sideshow Bob, right, looking after a horse for a bit, and some kids getting work experience on a newspaper, and everybody at the Levinson Committee and everywhere else is going up the wall saying this is absolutely disgusting.
Why
is it disgusting? Exactly, because this is the pillorying of the press yet again. What, she borrowed a police horse, she looked after a police horse, that must be terrible.
Hang on a minute. I don't think it's only the pillorying of the press, and I have to say that this will do the press some good, a bit of pillorying, you know, and particularly if they manage to come out of it without a properly formal regulated industry, then this little bit of experience should do them some good. But this is also the pillorying of the police. I think it shows the extent of the close relations. And of course, the other very interesting thing is
policemen and press not allowed to have friends. I have a friend down the road.
I don't know. They've been getting a bit too friendly with
Star. Right, Mark, is this naughty as well then? A few years back, I was running a community station down in Bromley.
Why are you asking him?
Well, because he's the one that's saying it's all bad. Now, with my connections...
I'm not saying it's all bad, but I'm saying that it's the kind of thing open to suspicion. And, I mean, they have to build Chinese walls, and it's not built. They have done here.
All right,
And incidentally, we now find that Cameron was riding the same horse, and I'm not sure it's the same time that Rebecca was on it, but he was certainly riding the same horse. And I think that he was there at the same time as Rebecca. Right. I mean, it's all getting closer and closer.
Yeah, but all right, this is abusing power. And what I'm saying, hold on.
So involved because he lives just around the corner from
right. Well, a few years back, I decided to run a community station for a month in Bromley.
Yeah.
Pardon me, blimey. Where'd that come from? Okay. Now, because I had connections with the BBC.
Yeah.
I phoned up and had a little chat with somebody at BBC World Service who very kindly bought me a complete studio, which I would have had to pay for, and loaned it to me for a month so we could do this community broadcast thing. Now, is that wrong?
Well, I think a community broadcast, I mean, I think there's sort of a charitable objective there, and I think that makes a bit of difference. Here we're talking about seriously big business and seriously big power. And also, of course, here we're talking about the possibility of illegal activities and the exchange of information that's been obtained illegally between the two parties. I think it's completely different.
People are joining it up for different reasons. I understand what you're saying.
I think you cannot take this seriously. Right,
you cannot be serious.
Yeah, I was waiting for that one. Yeah.
There is a simple fact that Rebecca, Sideshow Bob Rebecca, knew this police commissioner for whatever reason. Jeremy Clarkson and David Cameron lived just round the corner for them. Yeah. They all used to meet up in the local pub and things like that. This is just normal life. This is how low the Levinson Committee has gone to start to reveal this. And what the good part of it is what the British press are actually doing with it. They're actually publishing it to back up exactly what Mark has done.
Well, okay, let's move on, boys and girls, as we get towards the end of the programme. Let's move on. The headline from Lee... Lee is, "No, Eric, it's true, it's true, it's true, the sun says so."
Yeah, it was in the sun this morning, wasn't it?
What?
What, that the Earth's going to get blown up by a big solar storm.
Really?
That we're all going to die.
And when this story first came up, my prediction was it would do nothing.
Yeah, and last time this happened to the Earth, when the Earth got blown up by another solar storm about 3 years ago, you said it was a load of rubbish and it had never happened.
Now
it's just a bit late.
Guess what?
What?
This so-called solar disaster
has
flown past the world already.
No, it hasn't.
It has.
Just the nose cone.
NASA have been tracking it. The biggest...
get blown up by the... We're all going to die.
I sound like Lurch from the whatever the programme was. But the fact is, they got it wrong. Because
they didn't get it wrong. We're all going to die.
Anyway, another toothless wonder runs and hides. Well, maybe. The Press Complaints Commission, the PCC, has confirmed it is to close just before Lord Justice Leveson produces his report into Press Standards. Yeah. Why am I not surprised?
Exactly. And it'll be just like all the policemen who are suddenly going to retire on fantastic pensions just before somebody decides to sort of feel their collar or point the finger. And all because Rebecca was knocking around on a horse and the press were... Sorry, I'm going back to the old subject, which was... I'll stop.
All right, if you're stopping, I'll pick it up because I think it's totally insane and it shows the myopia of this world.
Right, okay. Well, in that case, I'm going to
come
back.
Our privacy
because
through, Lee,
you're the person all the time that says that if people put themselves in the public domain, then they have to expect what they get. And yet here you say, what is this business about riding horses and this sharing of power and so forth and this close relationship? It's got nothing to do with anybody. Well, I'm absolutely wrong. I think using your principle, they're in the public domain and they should expect what they get. And if they don't like it, they've got to be careful.
I agree.
Tell them to shut up. This is a complete misrepresentation of what I said. I didn't say at all. I said that the press were publishing this and showing it up for what it is. What I'm actually saying is that we are throwing away our privacy to the money-making mammoth of Google, yet we're defending our pretty bit of privacy by pillorying the thing for exposing people and things that actually don't matter. This
can
is just
can I just add
mindless moronic.
We have 1 minute left.
Anyway, I think the GG's dead now, isn't it?
Well, we've got 1 minute left, and all I'm going to say is this: the fader's going down. The PCC's staff, assets, and liabilities will all be transferred to a new press regulation body.
Especially
Ladies
staff.
So that nothing's going to change, is it?
Nothing changed. Business as usual. Well done.
Faded me, ladies and gentlemen. That is suppression of opinion.
I'm not. It basically means the PCC is dead. Long live the PCC.
Yeah.
I agree.
Oh, my God. Do we all three agree? can I just have an answer? Do we all agree?
Well, I think that's likely to be more.
Yes or no, girls?
I agree with Mark.
Yes.
They're going to be more cautious, and I think it's a good thing.
With that, we'll take our leave from Postcard from Pop Rad for another week, boys and girls. See you next week. That was Postcard from Pop Rad.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
From the heart of the earth to the world, RTI.